Hello, grievers. Today you have found season 1, episode 11. This is one of my many solo episodes where I go down the rabbit hole to share some of my own thoughts, feelings, and experiences with you on my own journey through grief after the loss of my 21-year-old son, Alex, to suicide just over 4 years ago. I don't by any means claim to have this all figured out. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure if I ever will, but I have made a conscious choice to add as many tools as I possibly can to my own grief toolbox in order to live a life not only with meaning and purpose in it, but also one that's speckled with as much joy and peace as I can possibly find. Today, I'm just going to take a few minutes to share with you some of the tools that I've added so far, how and why I use them, and perhaps some suggestions on how you get started finding some of your own. Because what I'm sharing only applies to me. And I'll give a little disclaimer here to say that none of this is meant to be a recommendation. I am not a professional in this area, and I am not a doctor, so I am not telling anybody that any of this will do anything specifically for anyone else, because we are also very unique, not only in who we are as a person and our own interests, but in our grief journey. That said, I will put some links in the show notes, but if anything strikes a note with you, please know that, as always, you can reach out to me. I always provide ways to do that in the show notes. So let's get started talking about this. What did I come here to talk about today? So through my grief journey, I have found that the things that maybe made sense to me and worked in times of stress and anxiety before I lost Alex don't necessarily all apply anymore. So after probably my first year, you know, after that survival year, I really had to start examining not only what I've talked about before, which is I have to get to know my new self, especially as that permanence set in. I realized I had to get to know my new self because I wasn't going to be the same anymore. I realized that my coping tools, the ways that I looked at the world and the things that I did to make my life more even, and I'll say it, even more bearable at times, those tools were going to be different. So for me, some of this stuff would have sounded kind of woo-woo before. And I'll say that just right out. You know, you're down the rabbit hole with me, so expect to see some things that are a little bit different. So some of the things that I have found that help me, and I'm going to kind of talk about them in the order of the things that have truly become a part of my daily, weekly routine. Some of the things that I'm still dipping my toes in, and then some of the things that I have an interest in that may be down the line, but I am looking into them. So for me, the things that I now consider part of my necessary toolbox are things like natural supplements. I hesitate to talk about any of them specifically because I, again, don't want anyone to take it as a recommendation for themselves and would want you to check all of the appropriate channels for you. But I'm going to go ahead and share a few of them that, from the anxiety standpoint, have helped me a lot. I do take ashwagandha, which is a natural supplement. I also take berberine, and I also take one called L-theanine, which kind of acts like a natural Xanax. I don't know how else to explain it. These were all supplements that were recommended to me by my osteopathic doctor, which, again, osteopathy is more of a holistic-based doctor's practice, which, again, everything that I've gravitated towards seems to be a little bit more earth-based, a little bit more whole self-centered than I was before. And as funny as it might sound to say out loud, I believe that this is in part due to the fact that the death of my son has taken me to a place that is so basic and basal and primal, going to the earth, going to natural and holistic remedies, fits and feels more right for me. So along with the vitamins that I take and the natural supplements, I also use essential oils every day. And there's a various number of ways you can use essential oils. I do not use them for ingestion that much, but I do diffuse them and use them on pulse points of my body. I also immerse myself in, as much as possible, things that I can listen to that give me information, whether that's information for my emotional and physical well-being or information that's educational. I listen to podcasts. I also listen to a lot of audiobooks. And this is on purpose because I tried reading. I used to be an avid reader, and I do still read a little bit, but I have found that for my life now, audiobooks and podcasts really fill a space that I'm otherwise not able to focus or concentrate the way I used to with the written word. Again, that is changing some over time, and I feel like I can focus a little more than I used to. But now these audio podcasts and books have become such a part of my daily life. They probably are there to stay for a little while anyway. I have also spent some time and am only digging deeper into transpersonal energy healing work, chakra work. I have found a great deal of peace in this area. It makes sense to me the more I got to know about the energy centers of our body, how this could be something that could cause distress or maybe a feeling of being blocked. And since I have been doing this work with chakra, my own chakra system, and crystals and the energies around the elements of the earth with my own body and wellness, I've noticed something that is just transformative in my own physical health, which is why one of the things that I've been actively working on is finishing my level 2 certification to be a transpersonal crystal healer, which involves trauma-informed energy work in the body, but also have been actively working and am nearing the end of my master grief coach certification, which will allow me to elevate my work in helping other grievers live alongside their grief and pick up their leftover pieces in their suicide loss grief journey. And I know I said before that some of this stuff was completely new to me, and as I explored it, I found myself thinking that I would have not had any interest or even an open mind enough to look at in my previous life. Some of it, there was, you know, interest and inkling there before. I have always loved rocks, like, you know, but I never thought about it on the level that I do now. And, you know, again, once things click with you, you kind of think, okay, maybe this interest and me has always been there and I need to just explore it and expand it. And that, listeners, I will tell you, is something that the grief and loss of my son and stripping myself all the way back down to, you know, building back up has brought me, is it's made me more open-minded to not only look at the world around me and how I might find healing and comfort there, but it's also put me in a place to realize that I am recreating myself on some level, and therefore I have some real choices to make in what that looks like. So for me, a lot of that is about finding things that bring me peace and joy. Also, I have found that for myself, traditional counseling isn't necessarily a good fit for my grief or where I'm at in life, but I have found that but it did become very apparent to me at some point that I needed additional help, help that I wasn't able to provide for myself. And for me, that has been finding a grief counselor that specialized in neurolinguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. It truly has been transformative in the way I think and the way my brain processes a lot of this trauma. So what I'll say at this point is that a lot of the things I've talked about or am still going to maybe touch on here in a few minutes are topics that I plan to have larger conversations about with people that we can go more in depth on each topic. So that just gives us something to look forward to talk more and expand more on these items and areas of interest that I have. Another one of those areas, and these are the areas that I kind of am half dabbled into. I feel like I've experimented just enough to create an interest to continue, but haven't quite mastered a lot of them yet. I'm extremely interested in dabbling in Ayurvedic medicine and herbal remedies. That kind of goes with some of the other stuff I was talking about. I do meditate, but by no means feel like I'm a master of it. That, I think, could take a lifetime to master, but I have a continued interest in meditation. And kind of for me, along with sound therapy, I really, really enjoy sound and what the different frequencies and vibrations have done to my body in the few sessions that I've had, and how it adjusts my thinking and my mind and my heart. So for me, maybe meditation coupled with sound therapy is something I'm looking into. I have dabbled into some yoga and would like to, maybe once we get post-COVID a little bit, definitely will be going back to a yoga studio and experimenting with that side of myself a little bit more. Definitely feel more connected to the spiritual world, and I'll just leave that one there. I'm not exactly sure where that lies for me, other than the fact that there is a connection, which, yes, is connected to the fact that that's where I believe my son's spirit is and lives. I mean, he visits. I know that he's with me at times. And so therefore, I just find myself open to people that have more of a connection to the spiritual world and feel like I work on my connection to that for that reason. Because to be honest with you, grievers, if I can find any way to connect with my son, where he exists now, why wouldn't I? So, I don't want to, go down, a rabbit hole within a rabbit hole, but the things that I'm looking towards in the future, I'm looking to become a trauma-informed responder. And with that might be looking to become ordained, to become to be able to do memorial services for suicide loss survivors. Eventually I might look to do some sort of speaking with colleges and or write some books, but some of those they're just kind of in my mind as want to do's. And quite honestly, I'm only sharing some of that because I want you to know that one of the tools that I have is growth and looking forward and giving myself some of these things to be interested in and engaged in. Because, well, quite honestly, as Dostoevsky said, the mystery of human existence lies not in just staying alive, but in finding something to live for. And maybe more simply put, is the purpose of life is really a life with purpose. So that's what I'm after. And along the way, I plan to find as much peace, joy, and love as I can fit in. I hope you have a peaceful week. And know that we'll talk again soon.